time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and yes, he's on again. It's Thursday morning. Oh, boy. What's the weather like? Well, not too bad. It's a little sprinkly outside, but it's not very cold, really. It's not a morning that you'd get out and spade your garden or anything like that. In fact, it'd be kind of mushy out there in your backyard if you try to build. How many people spade gardens anymore? I think if anyone did a garden, they would be doing a community-type garden like we had here in Marion. Not many people now use their backyards for gardens. Wow. Now, I can remember when that was a common thing, and people like to sometimes share what they grew in their backyard, like bushels and bushels of beans, and more than likely zucchini. Oh, my land. Zucchini must grow like, you know, you just throw the seed on the ground and there comes zucchinis. And people would try to get rid of all these zucchinis. Remember that? Yeah. Well, anyhow, we're here today, and I've got some questions and some prizes. Let me see what I've got for prizes today. Okay, I've got McDonald's. Let me see here. Oh, wait a minute. I've got a Penn Station 6-inch sub. Okay, and two McDonald's meals and a Jags t-shirt. Let me see what size it is. See if it's, oh, 2XL. Okay, that would fit most people nowadays. As we are in an era of abundance. And abundance mean humans. Okay, oh, and speaking of humans, this morning, coming up Mount Vernon Avenue, I looked over and there was a young fellow. Oh, I suppose he wasn't 20 yet. And his pants were half off. His pants, I don't know, they must have been attached below his rear somehow. Now, tell me, why do these young people, and very few of them anymore, wear their pants off or mostly off? You'd have to have them pinned up, or you know. Oh, my goodness. But what is the, I suppose, the same reason that people have tattoos or beards or whatever, or a hardware in their nose, in their cheeks, in their lips. Maybe it all falls under one category. Maybe it's, look at me. Okay. How many of you are normal out there? Okay. Now, let's get around to trivia. I gave you something to think about. If you see that fellow walking up Mount Vernon Avenue, he's probably wherever he needed to go already. I was going to say you could wave at him. Okay, now let me see here. Oh, yes, I've got any number of questions. Now, this morning, I happened to be watching Channel, I think it was 28, and they were doing a remote at the Bryan, Ohio Spangler Candy Company. Now, I've had that as a related there. I've had that as a question over the years. Because Spangler makes dum-dums. You know what a dum-dum is? Yes, that's the most popular sucker on the market today, the dum-dum. And I think they also told you what I'm looking for as an answer. Where were dum-dums invented? Aha! What town were dum-dums invented in? Now, here I'll give you a hint. It probably wouldn't do you any good. This same town where dum-dums were invented, and the inventor said, when asked, why on earth did you call them dum-dums? He said, well, hey, any young kid can say dum-dum. But now they're made in Bryan, Ohio, of course. But there was another meat product made in the same town that I grew up on called Dresden Ham. Dresden Ham. Now, I'm sure it got around to these parts, too, in Marion. And my mother used to grind it up and make ham salad out of it. But I grew up eating Dresden Ham sandwiches. Oh, my land. It just seems like yesterday. Now, for a long time, the company in this particular town went out of business. And everybody moaned and groaned, where's our Dresden Ham? Well, another company called Tanks, and I can't remember, it's in northern Ohio, it finally got the formula for Dresden Ham and started making it, although they could not call it Dresden Ham because that was a copyrighted title. And now I can't remember, for the sake of me, what it's called now. I know Carly's sell it. And, it's a more simpler title than Dresden. Dresden refers to Germany. But Dresden Ham, I grew up on it. So good. It's a lunch meat, yeah. Okay. Now, here's what I want you to tell me. What town would you find the original dum-dums? They were invented in the same town that produced Dresden Ham. And that town is in northern Ohio. 74, and I'm doing this to see if you were watching that Channel 28 program this morning. Mm-hmm. If you watched it, you'll find that answer I'm looking for. Yeah. Where were dum-dums invented? And why did they call them dum-dums? 740-383-9944. That's our number to call. And like I say, I've got a 6-inch Penn Station sub. I've got a couple of McDonald's meals. And I got this large T-shirt from Jegs. And most people are large today. In fact, it's just a thing. You remember there was a company in Marion called Fashion Bug. You remember that? And Fashion Bug, their store interiors were made in LaRue. That's right. Their standard store decorations or architecture, like inside a Fashion Bug store, that was all produced in LaRue and sent all over the country. And then you didn't hear anything else? I haven't heard of Fashion Bug in a long time. They did, though, come out with Fashion Bug Plus, which I would think would be tops in the market today, the plus side, because, more people are plus than any other direction. But where did the Fashion Bug Plus get to? I also have another question. A long time ago, there were two people in Marion that, they didn't invent it, they started a chain of movie, VHS tapes. And I think it went across the country, and I thought, I might be mistaken, I thought it was Blockbusters. And I think Blockbusters just went out of business because of the trends, the way things go now. The internet provides most everything. But was it two guys from Marion that invented Blockbusters video? Do any of you know that? Okay, if you do, give me a buzz. 740-333-9944. Or if you can tell me, what town in northern Ohio was the origination of dum-dum suckers? And obviously, the people listening to me right now were not listening to Channel 28 earlier this morning. Okay. All right, now. I'm now a regular question I have. A long time ago, in Marion at the Popcorn Festival. There's a group that played. They were nationally famous, too. They were not a tribute group. They were the real group. They were named after something at Cedar Point. Now, figure that one out. A group that played at the Popcorn Festival, named after something at Cedar Point. Well, 740-383-9944. There is our challenge today. Our first challenge, or second, the origination of Dum Dum Suckers, and or the origination of Dresden Ham, or what else? Why did they call them Dum Dums? I told you that already, didn't I? That any kid could say Dum Dum. You didn't have to be explicitly perfect in pronouncing English. Dum Dum. Okay. Spelled backwards, Mud Mud. Oh, what group played in Marion at the Popcorn Festival whose name was something at Cedar Point? Now, think about that. And I met this group. I had dinner with them. 740-383-9944. Okay. Yeah, I've got a whole, I've got oodles of questions today because I sat down the other day and I devised 4 days of questions. And one of those days I didn't need. So I've got a surplus of questions. All right. Name the group that played in Marion at the Popcorn Festival whose name was something at Cedar Point. Yeah. Boy, where is everybody today? 740-383-9944. Any guesses? Now, this is should be fairly easy. If you had a one of those books that were published by the Popcorn Festival people, one of the anniversary books, that name would be, and pictures probably are in there, of this group I'm looking for, that had a name, the same name as something at Cedar Point. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Buzz.
A what?
You said to give you a buzz.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. You're my buzzeree.
Blockbuster Video was founded by David Cook in Texas.
Really? Okay, so it wasn't two guys in Marion.
First Blockbuster opened in Dallas, Texas in 85.
Ah. Okay, I just wonder then who these two fellows were that started a chain, well, similar to Blockbuster.
I think it was Giant Video. They were out on Fairground Street.
Yes, you're right, on Fairground, yes.
Mm-hmm. They were on Fairground and on Bell Fountain Avenue. They ended up in the old Marion Savings and Loan building.
Okay, so maybe they didn't branch out from Marion.
They went to Bucyrus.
Okay.
And I think they may have gone to Galleon.
Aha. Uh-huh. I appreciate that information because...
Yes. Well, what did I win?
oh, that's right. You're eligible.
Oh, yeah. Well,
would you like a 2X...
drawing for the gift card.
The Walmart?
Everybody who didn't win then eligible, right?
Yeah, right. Well, no. Uh-huh. No, you're eligible. Yeah.
So I got
the Penn Station.
Well, I didn't answer any question. I just gave you information.
Well, that's good enough, yeah. So I've got a sub, and I got McDonald's meals, and I got the Large Jigs T-shirt.
Large Jigs T-shirt. Yes. Wow, as tempting as that is, I'm going to get out of here and let somebody who really, really would like some of those things.
Okay.
And let the show go on.
Oh, I know. Since while you're there... You can give me the answer to another question. What is the largest plane used by the United States Air Force?
Oh, geez.
And my grandson is now working on one.
Well, I was going to say the C-130, but there's one bigger than the C-130.
You can put a C-130 in this plane with the wings off.
It's, oh, I don't know offhand. All I know is it's a big monster.
Yes.
I think I saw it years ago. Dayton Air Show.
Yeah, probably so. I saw one in Mansfield.
Goliath.
Yeah. Mansfield had an air show, and I saw one over there. And my grandson called me the other day, and he said, I've got to go up a stairway to get to my work position in this plane.
Gee whiz.
It's huge.
Well, actually, they have it. It might be bigger than the 747, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's a monster.
Well, you keep listening, and you'll hear the answer.
I'll look it up online here.
Yeah, okay.
So, just a quick note, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because this year's flying at the airport, September the 14th.
Oh, I'm ready now.
September the 14th, it's promises. It's got a lot of potential here, a lot of fun.
Okay.
So
very
I'll talk
good.
With you the next time I talk.
All right, okay.
Bye.
All right. There you have it, yeah. Okay, can you tell me the name of the group that played at the Popcorn Festival? Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The plane, I think, is a C-5A.
You're correct, yes. The C-5A, and that's what my grandson has been assigned to.
Yeah, my nephew, well, he didn't fly that one, but he flew the C-141.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah, he was in for quite a few years.
Now, my grandson is at Travis Air Force Base in California.
Scott, when President Trump announced
he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, is my caller still there? Okay. Anyhow, C-5A, that's the largest, and it's humongous. And I'm kind of tickled. My grandson, he has access to any equipment, any tools and everything, which naturally is necessary, but he enjoys his job tremendously with the U.S. Air Force. Okay, and that's at Travis Air Force Base in California. Okay, now name the group that played at the Popcorn Festival. I can't tell you what year because I can't remember, but it was in the early years. The name of the group that played at the Popcorn Festival that is named, has the same name as something at Cedar Point. Now, this group I had dinner with. I remember George Scantlin had them a catered dinner brought to all of us at the radio station. And later on, I went on vacation. As usual, that we went to Dorney Park in Pennsylvania every year for years till it got so expensive. And my kids grew up going to Dorney Park. And lo and behold, this one year we went there, and there were the same group. Yeah. Okay, what was the name of that group? Named after something at Cedar Point. Can you figure that one out? Okay, I've got a T-shirt from Jegs. I've got a Penn Station sub and a couple of meals from McDonald's. All right. And I've got a lot of questions today. Okay, so we got the airplane. All right, okay. Let me see what else. There was a professional baseball team that from Chicago that were involved in a scandal right around the time that the president-elect, Harding, had them in Marion for a perform. Or I don't know if they played baseball in Marion when they came here, or if they just came here to be present. What was the name of that team involved in a national scandal? Ooh. Huh. So, okay, reviewing my questions again. Name the group that played at the Popcorn Festival. Not a tribute group. This was a real group. You know, any more, you can't afford the real ones because they're too expensive. But at this time, you could. What was their name? Named after something at Cedar Point. And let's see, name the professional baseball team involved in a very big scandal. And I can't remember what the scandal was all about. But anyhow, they appeared in Marion during the campaign for Warren G. Harding running for president. Okay. Well, since you haven't answered any of these, how about naming the largest shoe store in the world? The largest shoe store in the world. Now, I tell you where it's at. It's in the town where my first bike across Ohio ended. Now, we started in Michigan, and we rode across Ohio to this little town in, well, it's in Pennsylvania. That was our destination. Now, we didn't know it then, but when we got to that town, the police showed up. Here we are, a group of about 18 bikers, and the police came and thought we were gangsters, and they were going to usher us out of out of this town. I can't believe it yet. We were just a group of bikers, and they were thought we were shady. Well, anyhow, that was in this town in Pennsylvania. We didn't know it then, and I didn't know it until later years. It must have been at least 5 years later that that town that we were in had the world's largest shoe store. So I knew about that later on, and I had a professional meeting I was attending in Warren, Ohio. It was a group of, what was the Ohio Travel Association. And I thought, well, we're that close to this town. So a couple of us went over there, and sure enough, we went in the largest shoe store in America, or in the world. It was full of shoes, believe me. Can you name the town where you would find the world's largest shoe store? And it's in this town that we bicycled to back in 1983. Okay, so these questions. Name the group at the Popcorn Festival, or name the professional baseball team involved in a big scandal, or can you name the town where you'd find the largest shoe store in America? Oh, kind of hard. Okay, here, I'll throw another one out. Well, you don't want to throw them all out. I won't have anything to end up with. But there's a town in Ohio, too, that is famous for a particular product that is used by, I think, everyone listening. A product made out of, generally plastic. Even though it's not, it must have something other than plastic in it, because its name signifies another material, not plastic. And it's located in Ohio. And it's a huge factory. And it has a common name that you've heard a million times. But can you tell me what town that is that I'm talking about? It's in eastern Ohio. Let me see. It's on Route 309 or Route 30 on the bypass. And it's famous. They have an outlet store in conjunction with it. And, well, I'll give you a hint. The last part of its name is Maid, M-A-I-D. Now, what's the rest of it? Boy, maybe I need more prizes for you to eat. I do have the 6-inch sub from Penn Station, and I got 2 meals from McDonald's. Okay, and I saw something on the internet, too, just a little while ago, about McDonald's chicken tenders, and I can't remember what I read. A different way they're formulated or made, or you'll find it on the internet if you typed in McDonald's on a search. Okay, so what's the household product made in this town in eastern Ohio that has the same name as a city in Massachusetts, but it's spelled different, but pronounced the same? Now figure that one out. This town in eastern Ohio has the same name as a town in Massachusetts, spelled differently, but pronounced the same. Figure that one out. Are my questions too tough today? 10:39 is the time. And how are you all doing today? I had a few sprinkles today, but I guess we could have a few snowflakes here and there, maybe in the next 24 hours, but not much. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was that Rubbermaid?
Yes, Rubbermaid, yes. All right, you're right on the ball. That's in Worcester, Ohio.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
Oh, okay. So have I.
Yeah. I got about 4 or 5 floors there, I think.
That's right. And they have an outlet store there, too.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what would you like today?
Oh, I don't want anything today.
Oh, okay. All right.
I answered the C5A thing.
Oh, okay.
I just like to answer questions.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I like to get people thinking.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye. Okay, yeah. Rubbermaid, Worcester, Ohio. Yes. Worcester, Massachusetts. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, so we're moving right along here, kind of slowly. But that group that played in Marion, boy, they were good. One of their songs was Under the Boardwalk. Remember that? Yeah. What's the name of that group? Their name is something that you'd find at Cedar Point. And they were good. That one of the, you know, they, along with the Miami Sound Machine, and what else, some of the earlier musical units at the Popcorn Festival, when they could afford them, you know. And then a group started charging so much money, demanding so much, you could only afford the tributes, the one that sounded like them. But that's what's happening all over. You know, they get to the point where they're so famous, they can demand most anything. You know, most of the famous groups that came to Marion, you know, they would be put up in a house trailer and fed, and they all demanded certain things to be fed to them. You know, they could demand anything they wanted. And if you wanted them to play at your festival, you had to give that to them. Some had, and I don't know if anyone listening could ever tell me some of the strange things that some of these famous groups requested. Here's a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Would that be the Drifters?
No, but you're close.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. The Drifters, that's getting mighty close to what I'm looking for. Under the Boardwalk, remember that song? Oh, and Searching. That was their big hit. The biggest hit they had, I think, was their... Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, Tommy. The Coasters?
Yes, the Coasters. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yeah. Remember Under the Boardwalk and Searching?
Yeah. I remember the song, and then when you said... something found at Cedar Point, that's it, right there.
Yeah, right, okay.
If you can't find a coaster at Cedar Point, you must not be able to find anything.
You said it, yeah. Oh. You want a prize today?
Yes, I'm not sure what you got.
Okay, well, I've got a 6-inch sub from Penn Station or a couple of McDonald's meals here. And a shirt from Jags, a 2X.
Yeah, I'll take the shirt.
Oh, good, okay, all right. And let me put your name down.
Okay, Tom.
Tom.
Fout is my last name. F-O-U-T.
F-O-U-G-H-T.
F-O-U-T, huh?
Oh, okay. All right, Tom. And you know where we're at.
Yes, I do.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Tom Fout. Okay, yes. Under the Boardwalk and the Coasters. Yeah, Searching. Yeah, remember that song? Searching, what year would that have been? Wow, that was a long time ago, wasn't it, that song was popular? Well, it would have been in the early 80s, I'm sure. And, okay, so we got that. Let me cross off the Coasters, the C5A. I still need that professional baseball team that came to Marion when Harding was running for president. And I don't know if they played ball here or if they just came to publicize Warren G. Harding. But the problem they had, and I can't remember what the scandal was all about, but it was a big scandal, especially among professional baseball teams. Wow. And what was that? Okay, now, the largest shoe store in the world. Now, you can actually Google that if you had to. And it's in Pennsylvania. And the name of the town in Pennsylvania has the same name as a lady. It has a lady's name. Started with the letter S. I was trying to think of anything else with that name. I can't think. But anyhow, I'm trying to remember the name of the store. It starts the letter R. And you go in that store, and you're engulfed in shoes. Oh, my land. But it is the largest shoe store in the world. Now, do you suppose that they have that much business in a town on the Pennsylvania border like that, that people come from all over to buy shoes? Well, I guess if they wanted to buy a shoe and they wanted to be sure that they had what they wanted, they would go to this shoe store in Pennsylvania. And I bet
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Boy, does that that little announcement strike a bell. from what I just went through and what I've got to do to preserve myself so I live, I've got to change my eating habits. And I know some of you listening probably have had to do this very same thing. Eliminate salt from your diet. Now, that's pretty hard to do. I think I'm limited to 2,500 milligrams a day. And I've got to figure out what I can eat with salt in it with 2,500 milligrams. Or how many of you have found a flavoring, a salt substitute that's good? And some of you listening, I'm sure, are on the same diet I'm on. And I can't stand it. I'm too used to eating what I want. But how many of you know of a salt substitute that is good, that would make things taste good, that you normally would put salt on? It's a problem. You know, I've gone 84 years the way I am, and now they tell me, you got to change your ways, Evers. Yeah, no more salt, or very little. If any. Oh, my goodness. And how many of you are in the same shoes I'm in? And I bet quite a few. This seems to be one of the most common things that happen to people in life. All of a sudden, they have a heart that needs some taking care of, and they've got to eliminate salt in their diet. And you can almost see them wrinkling their nose right now. No salt in my diet. Oh, my. But that's the truth. And I had some very good guidance on that. But I haven't received an answer on what can you use to spiff up your food without salt. You know, salt's the biggest thing, you know. Like, I told the people, well, it was the group with Ohio Health. I said, well, golly, I just bought a pack of Tony Paco's hot dogs. Oh, sodium. That's all right. I downed them all. Boy, they were good, though. Tony Packo's smoked hot dogs. Kind of expensive. About $1 a piece. But, boy, they sure were good. And I had to say, well, see you later sometime down the road. Okay. So if you know any salt substitute, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's my quest. And I haven't found any. There's Mrs. Whatchamajigger. When I was in the nursing home, when I was in Marion General Hospital, every meal they included Mrs. Somebody's something or other. Oh, my goodness. I haven't shopped in a supermarket to look over their list of salt substitutes. Have you? Are you using a salt substitute? Does it taste worthwhile? All right. 740-383-9944. That's my number to call. Or if you can tell me, where in Pennsylvania would you find, what town would you find the world's largest shoe store? And the shoe store's name starts with letter R. And I can't remember. Ryan's or something like that. Yeah, it might be Ryan's. Okay. And we got the answer on Rubbermaid, didn't we? That's in Worcester, Ohio. Okay, what else is in Worcester? Is there anything made in Worcester other than Rubbermaid? I'm trying to think right now. Any of you people listening were ever natives of Worcester, Ohio? I know they've, let me see. There's a fairgrounds on the west side of Worcester. What else? And there's a railroad track. It's interesting. There is a railroad track that goes across the four-lane Route 30 at Worcester. And that's the only place I have ever seen a railroad track cross a superhighway. Yeah, it's pretty smooth. You know, it doesn't shake you up. But yeah, there is a railroad crossing just west of the outskirts of, probably within the city limits, of Worcester. A railroad crossing. So unusual. Okay, now, speaking of railroads, I've got another. This might be a toughie. There once was in Marion a large locomotive, very streamlined. Man, oh man. It came to Marion, and it stopped at Marion Union Station. And I've got pictures of it. And it had an excursion of people with it. They were going, I think, as far as the Ohio River, then getting on a riverboat and going elsewhere. But this train then went to, I think, Richmond, Virginia. Is it Richmond, Virginia, or West Virginia? I think Virginia. That it's home base. And they took it in and had it laid up for quite a while, refurbishing this train. Beautiful, beautiful train. Wow, it's streamlined. It doesn't have the outward signs of the steam engine, except for the smokestack and the whistle and the drivers and so forth. Now, here's the thing. The same engine that I'm talking about will be appearing for several weeks in Strasburg, Pennsylvania. Now, we go there every year to Strasburg to ride the railroad. It goes from Strasburg to Paradise and back. And it's something we've rode probably 40 times. Never getting tired of it, though. Even though the man, the conductor, always says the same thing when the train crosses a bridge. He said, lift your feet up, because that bridge doesn't want all this weight on it, so lift your feet up. Well, how many of you have been on the Strasburg Railroad? It's the most famous railroad in the East. Well, this train that was in Marion, and I'm talking about, is going to make an appearance there in October for, a length of time. And now I want you to tell me, you railroad buffs, if there are any railroad buffs listening, what is the number of that train? It's quite famous. It has three letters, three numbers. And it was in Marion. And I think I've got a recording of it. And when I was bicycling once in southern Ohio, this same train on another excursion, I could hear it blowing its whistle in the distance down among the hills of Ohio. It's a low, really deep-throated whistle. And I'll never forget that whistle as long as I live. And now all of a sudden on the internet, I see it's appearing in Strasbourg this fall. And boy, apparently their rails of the Strasbourg Railroad are well put, because this engine must weigh a lot more than the standard steam engine. Okay, now what are the numbers of this engine? Now, you might have to be a railroad buff, or you might have been in Marion to see this train stop at Union Station. That was, some years ago. And so they refurbished the beautiful, it's in black with maroon striping, and just a beautiful engine, streamlined. So it will be in Strasbourg this fall. And it's famous for its number. I don't know why. But a lot of these trains, like there's one, a nickel plate train, that has a number, I think, 547. It's also on an excursion. But this Norfolk and Southern train will be in Strasbourg. Now, you can look that one up, too. If you can tell me its number, I'll give you a prize. All right. Well, what's the time? 10:55. Okay, how many other questions do I have? Well, let me see. Yeah, okay. And you know one thing that they told me I can't eat anymore? Chinese food. Yeah, that's right. It's on the list of food I cannot eat, and Chinese food is one of my favorites. Oh, hot and sour soup. Oh, my goodness. I crave hot and sour soup. It's so good. And but they say because there's a lot of sodium in Chinese food, I can't eat it. Could I sneak in the back door or something? Oh, my goodness. Okay, but on that manner, I want you to tell me the basic ingredient of miso soup. M-I-S-O, miso soup. Now, you get miso soup at the Iron Chef. They bring it out, I think, for every meal that you get. And it's delicious. Absolutely delicious. I really enjoy miso soup, M-I-S-O. Now, what is the major ingredient in miso soup? 7403-39944 is our number to call. All right. Well, I've gone through a bunch of questions today without too many answers. The Major League Baseball team involved in that terrible scandal, and I can't remember. I've read about it, but I can't remember what I read, what the scandal was all about. It was a Major League Baseball team from Chicago. Okay, and the largest shoe store in the world is in Pennsylvania, in a small town that a group of us bicycled to back in 1983. It was our first trip across Ohio for the American Cancer Society. Never will forget that. When we got to this little town, we were surrounded by the police. They thought we were, I don't know what they thought. They must have thought we were thieves or something. And they wanted to keep us moving on. We had to explain to them what we were doing. Okay, or the ingredient of miso soup. Okay. How many people are still out there today? 10:58 is the time. And where is everybody today? Dum-dums. Yeah, what city were dum-dums invented in? And it's the same city that once produced Dresden ham. That's right, Dresden ham. It stopped production. Oh, here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, how are you this morning?
Okay, what's your answer?
I don't have an answer. There is one Blockbuster left.
Oh, there is?
About Blockbuster. It's in Oregon.
In Oregon?
Yeah, it was in a paper a couple of days ago, and I was trying to find the paper, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
But there's one left. It's in Oregon.
Yeah. Well, that's...
And finding a salt substitute.
Yes.
I haven't found one yet that I like either.
Okay. Well, that's two of us. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't found anything.
Okay. Well, I'll keep looking.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Owen.
Okay, thank you. Okay, folks. We're looking for salt substitutes that would be worthwhile to use. A salt substitute. Now, I haven't looked, but I'm sure that there'd be so much sodium in some of these sauces you would use. You got to cut down on sodium. Apparently, sodium does a bad thing to your heart. And you got to have a heart. If you don't have a heart, it's a rough road. Okay, 10:59 and a half is the time. And we'll be back after 11 o'clock with Oodles. Oh, wait. Okay, caller, go ahead quickly.
Hi, Charlie. How you doing?
Hey, all right.
Were Dumb Dumb Suckers created in Bellevue, Ohio?
Yes, it was Bellevue. Yes. Okay, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you like the 6-inch sub from Penn Station or a McDonald's meal?
We'll do the McDonald's.
Okay, fine and dandy. Your name?
Pat Henry.
Okay, Pat. Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Let me write this down here.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.